Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. Today we're diving into something that's been dominating headlines and courtrooms: OpenAI's transition from a nonprofit to a for-profit company, and what that actually means for you as a developer building on their API. Let's break it down. So here's the context. The Musk versus Altman trial has put OpenAI's corporate restructuring under a microscope. The core question isn't just legal, it's strategic. When the company that builds GPT-5 and GPT Image 2 shifts its primary obligation from a charitable mission to shareholder returns, the incentive structure around API pricing changes fundamentally, and developers should be paying attention. Let's talk about what's already happened. Over the past year, OpenAI has made several moves that signal where this is heading. They introduced tiered API pricing. They launched ChatGPT Pro at $200 a month. They restructured rate limits to push higher volume users toward enterprise contracts. None of this is evil, it's just business. But it's a different kind of business than what OpenAI started as. Here's the developer impact. When a nonprofit builds an API, the goal is broad access. When a for-profit builds an API, the goal is revenue optimization. That means three things for your stack. First, expect price segmentation to increase. Free tiers will shrink. Mid-tier pricing will get more complex. Enterprise deals will get more aggressive. If you're building a startup on OpenAI's API today, your cost model 12 months from now might look very different. Second, model availability will become a competitive lever. We've already seen this with GPT Image 2 being exclusive to OpenAI's API for months before broader access. As a for-profit, there's a direct financial incentive to keep the best models behind premium tiers or exclusive windows. Third, and this is the big one, lock-in pressure will increase. For-profit OpenAI needs retention metrics. That means deeper integrations, proprietary features, and switching costs that make it harder to move to Claude or Gemini or DeepSeek when a better option appears. So what should developers do about this? The answer is the same thing smart engineers have always done. Abstract your dependencies. If you're calling OpenAI's API directly from 50 different files in your codebase, you're one pricing change away from a very bad week. This is exactly why API gateways and routers exist. When you route through a unified layer, switching from GPT 4.1 to Claude Sonnet 4 or Gemini 2.5 Pro is a configuration change, not a rewrite. You get to respond to pricing shifts in minutes instead of sprints, and the data backs this up. Developers using multi-provider setups report 30 to 50% lower API costs on average because they can route each request to the most cost-effective model for that specific task. A simple classification doesn't need GPT-5. A complex reasoning chain doesn't need to run on the cheapest model. Smart routing is cost optimization. Let me give you a concrete example. Say you're building a customer support bot. With a single provider setup on OpenAI, you're paying the same rate whether the user asks, "What are your business hours?" or "Explain the difference between your enterprise and pro plans in detail." With a multi-model router, the simple query goes to a fast, cheap model. The complex query goes to a reasoning model. Same user experience, dramatically different cost. Now I want to be clear. OpenAI going for profit isn't necessarily bad for developers. More revenue means more investment in research, better models, and faster iteration. The tension is between access and monetization, and every company navigates that differently. But the lesson is clear. Don't bet your architecture on any single provider's pricing staying stable. The AI model market is moving too fast, and corporate structures are shifting underneath it. Build for flexibility. Use abstraction layers. Keep your options open. Try CrazyRouter at crazyrouter.com. One API key, 600 plus models across OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, DeepSeek, and more. When pricing changes, you adapt in seconds, not sprints. See you next episode.